This is Nathaniel Smithson, Iron and Boots on the Ground in the Garden Theater Tharkad, here on April 1st with a special segment in front of a lovely audience that we're calling Boots in the Cinema. Today, I'm joined by controversial Hollywood producer, director, and writer Jason Hanza, known for works such as Heirs Above the Ground, Innocent and Defenseless, and Those Who Stand High. Thank you for joining us today, Mr. Hanza.
Thank you for having me.
Mr. Hanza, I must admit, I'm quite the fan. I hear you are embarking on something a little bit controversial. Far Country, a controversial topic all across the inner sphere, as a matter of fact. It has been rejected by some as ridiculous science fiction fantasy. Others considered a dated and offensive portrayal of the Draconis Combine's view of the female gender. And only a small minority, generally found in the periphery, consider it a cult classic. What do you say to those critics out there that are considering this a risque career move?
The sequel has been a long time coming. I wasn't going to make a sequel to Far Country until the script was right, until the time was right. I understand the criticisms of the previous movie, but, you know, it was a different time and different attitudes. And I think I would promise them that they would have no such misrepresentations in my sequel. I've learned a lot. I've grown. But as a career move, I would sit there and tell anybody judging my decision to make a sequel to Far Country that sequels are part of growth, part of life, and part of the cinema business. You know, if you don't make a sequel, someone else will. So you might as well own your work, make it how you want to, believe in it, and put what you believe to be the truth out there in front of the audience.
Well said. Mr. Hanza, actually, may I call you Jason?
Please. We're all friends here.
Jason, your Hollowvids are known for consistently delivering sex, sorrow, and slaughter. In preparation for today's discussion, we've reached out to your fans, some of which are in our audience today, and gathered a few questions for you to answer on these topics.
Excellent. I always love hearing from the fans. This is what we work for, is for the fans.
All right, everybody, calm down. We'll get to your questions now. Beyond the accusations of misrepresenting the culture of the Draconis Combine, many raise ire over the Tedite's communistic and nomadic lifestyle and philosophy, which seems to be in direct contrast of the way of life across the Inner Sphere Great Houses. How do you respond to accusations that Far Country, and likely Far Country 2, are softening the minds of its audience, creating a weak people susceptible to attack from beyond?
I would tell anybody asking such questions that they're looking at it from a very small lens. Just because they live in terrible cities and they're sitting there working in the mines and sitting there mining geranium that power jump ships or building battle mechs doesn't mean that their lifestyle is the only lifestyle. To look down on the lifestyle portrayed in Far Country and then Farther Country and sit there and say that it's creating a weak attitude in mind, I just don't understand. I think the idea of being a nomadic country, of being floating from place to place, seeing what that planet has to offer is almost idyllic. I think they're jealous. I think that their comments are coming from a place in their heart where they wish they could live that lifestyle. That's my best guess, my friend.
My, Jason. Never one to tread away from controversy, I see.
Of course, I live for my fans, but I do also try to make honest work. And, you know, sitting there making these portrayals of alien species and alien languages and alien viewpoints, I have to be true. I have to be true to my vision. I can't sit there and listen to their comments. No, you know, so I hope fans appreciate it. I hope they love it, but I can't back away from the controversy because I'll worry about hurting their feelings. This is part of being an artist.
And that applause you hear, good sir, I think showcases that they're more on your side than popular media may lead you to believe. On to the next question. We hear your holovid is rated M-IS for mature inner sphere, which is quite a graphic rating, including sexual content. As the Tedete end-of-life traditions has already been detailed in Far Country, will your holovid delve into the beginning of life, i.e., the mating acts of the Tedete?
It will. And not only with the mating acts, but with, and this is, you're hearing this first, this is, you know, I'm giving you the scoop. We are exploring interspecies romance in Farther Country, because I think that's what the fans are looking for. They want to know, can humans and other life forms join together as soulmates? So Farther Country is going to be rated MIS for mature inner sphere. I had to actually cut a few scenes to pull it back from ultra mature, because that's just not marketable. I mean, that's a business decision. There's sometimes you have to look at your art from, will this actually move? Will this sell? Can I get it out in front of fans, or do I need to adapt my vision? So I did cut a couple scenes. The birthing scene is going to be on the, it's going to be a special feature. It's not going to be out there on the holo video on the screen, but you know, that's also my way of giving it to the fans. You know, for those that want to see my vision, my how I portray Farther Country in my brain, the extended cut will be available. And I hope they enjoy it.
Very spicy, good sir. And speaking to the fans, Dakota, previously played by fan favorite Dr. Randolph P. Checkers, has previously gone public stating they refuse to reprise their role, saying, and excuse me, we have a recording.
It was a dark time in my life. Before the Institute of Intersphere War Studies became financially sustainable, you couldn't pay me enough C-bills to redon that costume.
Do you plan to reach out to Dr. Checkers with the proverbial olive branch?
I have reached out, but of course, you know, he was very polite, but still very firm that he's not looking to come back to the franchise yet. But in my heart, I hope he will. I mean, he is an award-winning actor, and when his death scene had people weeping in the theaters. I mean, he's a master. He's an artist. He's absolutely a legend, and the door is always open for him to come back for the next sequel or the one after that. I don't consider it closed or final. I know his feelings, but he has a talent, and for him to sit there and go off his own way and to keep that from the people, it breaks my heart. It just breaks my heart. So never say never. The door's not closed. Hope lives eternal in my heart.
Wow, and as you can tell, the crowd is excited at that prospect, good sir. Last question, and this is a question from me. As mentioned, I am quite a fan of your work, especially the manner in which you accurately portray the battlefield. As a battlefield reporter myself, I've seen the horrors of conflict. Yet Far Country seem to inaccurately represent the feasibility of infantry on the field. How does your sequel plan to address this topic? Will Far Country 2 depict this reality differently?
As you've mentioned before, there have been critics in my previous movie. But again, this was my vision. This was the pocket universe that I'm writing about. The infantry are a bit more powerful. It fits the topic. It fits the world. So no, I'm afraid to those critics that are hoping that suddenly all the main characters are going to get squished by battle mechs. It's not going to happen. If you're putting down your C-bills and coming to see my vision, then you have to kind of accept it as is. You know my war movies. You know my other stuff. I do not shy away from the horrors of the war or realistic depictions, but this is a little bit different. This is more of a sci-fi fantasy. And with that, I am taking liberties. Yes, I'm putting realism on a smaller pedestal. I'm taking a step back from the realism in order to show the heart of the characters.
I see. And the heart is something that always comes out in all of your works. Wonderful to understand that that is an intentional, purposeful practice.
It is. What is the core? What do you want the audience to walk away with? And in this case, it's the heart and soul of the characters as opposed to the grim realities of war.
Do you have a favorite Tedete that you connect to, perhaps a newer character?
As the writer, producer, director, they're all my children. I mean, can you really pick? But I mean, I think the fans are really going to like Coco. I think that that character and the actress that portrays her, just magnificent performance. She pulled emotions out of the suit that just, I cannot believe it. I think that's going to be the fan favorite. But no, as you know, I have to take a more neutral view that I love them all.
Well, Mr. Hans, excuse me, Jason, with all that said, is there anything else you'd like to say to your fans and your critics before we run out of time?
I would just ask them to give it a chance. I know the sequels leave a bad taste in most people's minds that it's a cash grab, that, you know, that it, we're making it for the money. But I assure you it's not. This is vision. This is a part of the universe. You know, we took our time on this, and I just asked them to give it a chance, to not look at the reviews, to look at, watch it themselves, and make their own opinions.
Thank you, sir, for your time today, your wisdom, and your continued giving to the HoloVid community. It is inspiring.
Well, thank you again for having me.
Once again, this has been Nathaniel Smithson with Boots in the Cinema, always first on the stage, joined by the talented storyteller Jason, my friend Hansa, for a special broadcast on April 1st. You can expect Far Country 2, Farther Country, released next year on, yes, that's right, April 1st.